Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha's Devarim. We start Sefer Devarim. It also happens to be Shabbos Chazon. As we know, Tisha B'Av really falls out this year on Shabbos. It's a Nidcha. We push off Tisha B'Av observance and fasting commemoration to Sunday. And it's very, very common that Parsha's Devarim is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. It's almost always the Parsha's Ve'eschanan. Is Shabbos Nachamu, next Shabbos Mitzvah Shem. It's very, very common that Devarim is the Shabbos prior to the Shabbos Chazon. The question is, what exactly is the connection between Devarim and Chazon? Why is it that we have read Devarim before Tisha B'Av? So the opening pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, tells us the following. Ela Devarim, these are the things, these are the words, Asher divrei Moshe al kol Yisrael, Moshe spoke to all of Bnei Yisrael, Be'ever Yarden, on the other side of the Jordan River, Ba'midbar, Ba'arava, Mol Suf, Ben Paran, Ben Tofel, Ve'lavan, V'chatzos, V'dizav. Rashi comments on the opening Rashi, the following beautiful comment. Rashi says, L'fishein divrei tochachos. Moshe is rebuking Bnei Yisrael, he's giving Musa to Bnei Yisrael. U'mana kan kol ha'makom Moshech, Yisrael l'fnei ha'makom, Ba'an. And Moshe lists in this first pasuk all the places that Bnei Israel angered Hashem in the Midbar. Lefikach sasam es advarim. That's why he was very, very vague in the words. V'eskiran biremez, and he mentioned them only in hints. He didn't say egel azav. He didn't say meraglim straightforward. He said hints. Says Rashi, three last words of Rashi, mipnei. Kvodan shel Yisrael, to honor Bnei Yisrael, to maintain the honor of Klal Yisrael. Now, in this context, Rashi clearly means that when you rebuke somebody, the best optimal way to give tochacha is to do it in a way that the person feels like you're respecting them, honoring them, not degrading them, not putting them down, making them feel like a piece of dirt. Chas v'shalom. No, building them up. The best way to give mussar. Is what the Bali Musa point out. Not to say you are such a blah, 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 how can you do such a terrible thing? No. You go to your child, go to your friend, and say, ah, a tzaddik like you, what you did, that's beneath you. Wow. What a difference. If you come to the person and say, you're such a piece of dirt, they're not going to listen to you. Huh. If you come to them and say, you're such a tzaddik, what you did is beneath you, you can do better than that. You're better than that. That's a whole different world. So the context of Rashi clearly is about kavod shel Yisrael, to maintain the honor and rebuke. When you rebuke, you rebuke in an honoring way, in a way that still maintains the honor of the person. But I was thinking, in terms of Tisha B'Av coming up, those words, kavod shel Yisrael, in my ears, and in our ears, ring bells of what Tisha B'Av really is about, and what we're really mourning for, what Tisha B'Av comes about. Let me explain. There's a concept in Yiddishkeit. The concept in Yiddishkeit is that Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, in its most basic core, at its essence, is about the Jews, the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the great nation that we're a part of, that's Yiddishkeit. There's no Yiddishkeit without Jews. There's no Yiddishkeit without Jewish people. Klal Yisrael is obviously is everything in Yiddishkeit. When we discuss the Churban HaBayis, we discuss the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, and that we lost the greatest structure in the world. It's not only the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not only even that we lost the most perfect relationship with Hashem that could be possible with the Beis HaMikdash. It's not only those two things. But also, what else happened, in addition to those terrible, terrible things, is there was a degradation, a lowering of the honor of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael used to be in the world, looked upon in the world as, wow, amazing, what a great people. And unfortunately, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, with that comes together a lowering, a minimization, a lessening of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We say in davening on Shabbos at Mincha,
Ata Echad, Hashem is one. V'shimcha Echad, and your name is one. Umi ki'amcha Yisrael, and who is like your nation? Goy Echad Ba'aretz. One nation in the world. One nation in the world. What does that mean? My father, Shlita, when he was here the other day, he mentioned, when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what does that mean? Hashem is not one, not only one, but He is what? Who knows what he said? Hashem is not one, but He is unique. There's something unique about Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no other like Him. God is unparalleled. There's nothing, there's no God, you know, there's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's also like, you know, I don't know, LeBron. No. There's no one like God, obviously. There's no one in this category. He's unique. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's true. Kli Yisrael is meant to be the same way. Ata Echad, you are one, Hashem, you're unique. V'shimcha Echad, your name is unique. Umi ki amcha Yisrael, goy Echad ba'aretz. And Klal Yisrael, as well, is supposed to be unique. It's supposed to be that the Jewish nation in the world is supposed to have a tremendous amount of kavod, honor, not because we're proud or horny or full of ourselves. There's supposed to be a certain level. Wow! There's the rest of the world, and there's Klal Yisrael. And it's not that way right now, unfortunately. It's not that way. Tisha B'Av reminds us of the way, I'm not sure yet, but it's not that way. Tisha B'Av reminds us of Kvod HaShem Yisrael, what it's supposed to be. In one of the keynotes that we say on Tisha B'Av, one of the most famous keynotes we say on Tisha B'Av, we actually sing it. It's called B'Tzeisi Mitzrayim and B'Tzeisi Yerushalayim. And the keynote basically depicts how incredible, how on top of the world we were when we left Mitzrayim. We left with the kings. We were slaves, and all of a sudden Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We were royal. Royalty. With trumpets and flutes. And we left Mitzrayim. And then it says, that's the up part of the song. And the low part of the song is, V'tzeisimi Yerushalayim. We left the Yerushalayim, things were so down. We went from being so high, so great, such an honored people, to being, unfortunately, low, slaves, looked upon in the world as unfortunately, not the cleanest nation in the world, not the most honest nation in the world, unfortunately. Not the way we're supposed to be. That all happened, Rabosa, because of the Beis HaMikdash. About a year ago in Torah Chaga, the opening day of the year, I had the schus of speaking to the guys at the opening dinner, Torah Chaga. And it was almost a year ago, it was maybe 11 months ago or so. And I mentioned the following thing to them. If you remember, there was a Spanish festival. She remembers. There was a Spanish festival there. And there was a big, big, big hawk in the news. What happened? The BDS. So they were trying very, very hard to ban Matisyahu from singing at the Spanish festival. Matisyahu, you're going to come. And he's a Jew. He used to be a religious Jew. I'll come back and I'll become a firm again, Rosh Hashem. At the same time, he was a firm Jew. This is a common Jew. And the Spanish festival, so the BDS made a big, big tumult. And there was back and forth, and should he go, and shouldn't he go? He said, I'm going. Okay, BDS, Shmidias. And he gets up at the Spanish festival, and his opening song is Jerusalem, if I forget you. Or in Hebrew, Im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini. That's what he said. Kol hakavod to Matisyahu. The concept, that story, that there's a BDS in the world, that on college campuses across the world, which some of you may attend, you're going to be challenged because Israel is an apartheid state that's evil to the Nebuch Palestinians. Rachmanis on them. We're the terrorists, and they're the victims. And that's out there. That's widespread. Whenever there's anything goes on in Eretz Yisrael, every college campus is complete, full of anti-Israel and anti-Jew. I was say 70 years ago there was the Holocaust. You know how the Holocaust came to be? If you went to Yad Vashem this week, maybe you heard this. The Holocaust came to be because the Ribbono Shel Olam allowed it. You know what the roots of the Holocaust was not didn't begin in 1939. It began many years earlier. and there was propaganda spread in the newspapers that Jews were the menace of society, Jews were the rats of society. They had, you look at Yad Vashem, you see articles, they have the newspapers printed there for you. You can see pictures of Jew equals loaded on the earth. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, they pushed that, and they developed that. And if thousands and hundreds of thousands of people can be convinced that Jews equal dirt, filth of the earth, then yeah, then you can Chalil v'chas be brought in mass to get Hashem, Hashem Yirachem. What happened in the Holocaust? What's happened in Gullus throughout the last 2,000 years? A lack of Kvod Shel Yisrael. When we sit on the floor of Tisha B'Av this coming Sunday, hopefully not, but if we do, starting Matzah Shabbos and Sunday, sit on the floor, we have to understand, we have to realize is that it's not the way it's supposed to be. It shouldn't be such a strong anti-Semitism in the world. It shouldn't be Klal Yisrael is looked upon, the Jewish people, the Israeli state, the Israeli people is looked upon, Am Yisrael is looked upon as the filth of the earth, Chas V'Shalom. The way it's supposed to be is like the way we left Mitzrayim, the Tzitzim Mitzrayim on a high, untouchable, royalty, the greatest kingdom of the world, the Egyptian kingdom, set us free with their chariots, with their gold and silver. That's how it's supposed to be. That kina ends off with a very, very upbeat tone. As we get to the end of kinos, it's more of an upbeat tone than kinos. And the last words of that kina is sason v'simcha, which means rejoicing and happiness, v'nasi agon v'anacha, and a fleeing from sadness and difficulty, b'shuvi v'yerushalayim, when we come back to Yerushalayim. And I will say, when we think about Tisha B'Av, we think about this difficult time that we've had, and how, unfortunately, it's been a very, 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 very difficult year for Klal Yisrael, particularly for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, but across the world also. When we think about that, we have to understand that what we're davening for, we're hoping for, what we're yearning for, Tisha B'Av, is these three words in Rashi, Kvod Shel Yisrael, the restoration, the bringing back of the honor of Klal Yisrael. I will say, we're not just a little Yanko or Ari or whatever our name is. That's not who we are. We're part of a great people. We're part of the best people. We're part of Am Yisrael Chai. We're part of eternity. We're part of Hashem's people. We're Banim Lamakom. We should be Zochem Ezra Hashem. To come to that point where we can experience together Sason Mesimcha, real happiness and rejoicing. And no more chas v'shalom, yagam v'anacha, b'shuvi Yerushalayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos and Musa. Enjoy the Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.